Today, in a community near you, students may have traveled to school on an electric bus. What was once a rare technology is now hitting roads across the Midwest. After a long ramp-up, the Environmental Protection Agency is beginning to send almost 5,000 electric buses to schools. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports on what early adopters think so far.
Kids run through cold rain toward idling buses as school lets out in the Ralls County School District.
It's freezing!
About 800 students attend this rural district in Northeast Missouri. It has a fleet of 17 buses that pretty much all look the same. But two of these school buses are running on batteries. This school district is one of the first in Missouri to get these electric buses from a new federal program. On board, the kids are excited. Ninth grader Ian Joyner, who happens to be the driver's son, has noticed the difference.
It's not as loud as the other ones, but it's definitely fun to ride this bus.
Ian takes his seat as the drivers get the all clear to head home.
All right, drivers, have a safe trip. Enjoy your night.
The EPA's Clean School Bus Program has sent at least one electric bus to almost every U.S. state, and thousands more are on their way to school districts across the Midwest. So far, the federal government has invested $1.8 billion in the program throughout the country. It's funded by the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. As more and more school districts try out this new technology, reviews are coming in.
Well, I'm in love with the buses so far.
That's Shawnee Public Schools Transportation Director John Wiles. His district is on the Citizen Potawatomi Nation's tribal lands in Shawnee, Oklahoma. They have two electric buses so far and should receive two more in the next month.
A major benefit is the fact that these produce zero emissions, and so they can sit there in line waiting for the kids to get out without creating any kind of breathing problems whatsoever.
The lower greenhouse gas emissions from the electric buses also help slow climate change. But there's one big downside, the price tag. A new electric school bus can cost about three times more than a new diesel bus. Plus, districts have to install expensive charging infrastructure. At the same time, the electricity is less expensive per mile compared to diesel. Maintenance is also cheaper, in part because the buses don't need oil changes. But altogether, that still doesn't make up the cost difference. Jeff Dix is superintendent of two school districts in northern Iowa. One is Albert City Truesdale, which got an electric bus in December.
You can't spend four times, three and a half times what you would for a regular bus. We actually have a solar field that provides electricity to our entire building, but that did make sense. That pays for itself in 8 years.
Sue Gander says that's why this federal program is so important. She's director of the Electric School Bus Initiative, an organization that wants to see the entire U.S. fleet go electric.
The federal money, particularly in the last couple of years, has been really instrumental in making a lot of this momentum possible.
Back in Ralls County, Transportation Supervisor Eric Joyner drives one of the electric buses through a typical route on gravel roads between farms. He's really excited about these buses.
I think it's fun. I like driving a school bus better than my own personal vehicle, so nice.
But he gets what some call range anxiety on his long rural routes. One time his battery got down to 8%.
So when you start getting that low, you start to kind of panic a little bit, especially when you got kids on board.
One of the buses had a technical problem early on, taking it out of service. And that experience makes it hard for Joyner to recommend them. Still, he says, this program has been great for cash-strapped rural school districts, mostly because it meant free buses. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kate Grumke.